Kevin Corolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And I'll tell you, the surreal part of my job is I was sitting at home watching Titus Tonight, 8:30, Monday nights, Fox. And I finished watching it. I got up. I came here. And here's Chris Titus right in front of me.
It's Christopher Titus. Chris Titus is something you get vaccinated for. But thanks, Adam.
I'm sorry. I always screw. You know, I always take the easy way out and drop a syllable or two. But we're just watching it and enjoying it. And I was talking to Christopher about how they film it on the same place as Loveline and The Man Show. So it's all one big Hollywood Center studio family we got going here. And we didn't talk about the show, but I did notice something that I didn't recognize you from, but it's one of my all-time favorite movies. Christopher was in Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes, I was. Thank you very much, Adam, for bringing that up. Not letting that die. Appreciate it.
Your all-time favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see
Shake
that?
The Clown?
Did you ever see that, Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
No, I can't say that.
Surreal, bizarre, horror sort of killer. Well, the title says it all, but it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get stoned and watch that movie at least once.
One of my lines in the movie is, "Wow, check this out! Thank you very much." Had Dustin Hoffman not done that Rain Man pizza crip, I'd be all over it.
Well, I'll tell you, I liked it, and now you're really a hero to me because you're in that movie.
Thanks, man.
And what was that, like 88? 89?
Yeah, it was my first acting gig. And actually, I drove a Jeep onto this on this cliff in Santa Cruz. First act, I'd never done an acting thing. Director goes, all right, drive the Jeep in, haul ass, spark it, throw a beer to a couple cast members, so you line, get back in the Jeep. So I do that, I get out of the Jeep, and the Jeep rolls into a fence that looked like a real fence, but it was a prop fence on this cliff. The fence goes out about 8 feet, and I hear, cut! And two big, huge, bulky union guys run over, grab me and the girl out of the Jeep, basically just throw me, pull the brakes, they leave the Jeep. And so I'm wearing a big goober hat the whole rest of the day. Hey, I'm the guy that almost wrecked the Jeep. I almost cost you $14,000. How you doing?
Where did they film that?
Santa Cruz. I'm Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, yeah. I just got that. I got it from the Kyoto Brothers, by the way, who are the guys who did all the clowns. And the Kyoto Brothers are three Jewish guys. And I was expecting to meet a couple of guys just got off the boat kind of thing. And I don't know how they spell their name or what's going on, but everyone who looks forward to meeting these guys must think they're going to meet, you know, just some, you know, like you're going to hear a big gong when they walk into the office. Titus, there we go. Who the hell did we have on from Titus last week?
Jake?
Zach Ward.
No, Zach Ward. That,
oh, wow. What
right.
An impression. Zach's going to be really happy to hear that. I'll be all over. Hey, Jake. I'll be on the set. I go, hey, Jake, what's up?
No, I was watching him tonight. I was watching you tonight. And you guys, you do good. You work well as brothers.
I mean, play dumb well.
It works. It's believable. So how this whole thing gets started, I'm looking at it here, but why don't you tell us?
I did a show called Norman Rockwell is Bleeding here in at the Hudson Theater. Actually, I did stand-up for 16 years, and slowly I almost quit stand-up about 10, 12 years in. I just almost said, screw this. I was growing like a tumor on my soul. I hated it.
Good.
Because I was going, hey, you ever notice when you go to the store and you see something that we all notice and it's not funny, it's just noticeable?
Yeah.
And so I was that guy. Very nice, perfect. And I was going to quit. I was going to go back work in a body shop. And a friend of mine took me aside and said, I don't even know that happy guy. Who the hell is that guy? He's this intense guy who comes in pissed off all the time. Be that guy. And I started writing about my mom in the mental hospital and all this other stuff and made it funny. And it turned into this show, Norman Rockwell's Bleeding, which got nominated for a theater award. And then Fox came down after everybody else said that, you know, CBS was relentless. And NBC, you want to hear a great story about NBC?
Sure.
Very nice. Going to their office, they're like, we love you, man. You're great. So we're having this development meeting. We're sitting on the table. Everything's going great. And I'm going, look, I want to do classic television. Let's push the envelope, see what we can do. You know, what you're supposed to say.
Right.
And this woman picks up this rock from her desk, and she walks over, and she slams it in front of me. And on the rock, it says, Risk. It's one of those rocks from the accessories in the mall. So she didn't risk anything to get the rock. She didn't go through fire or climb the mountain. She just went to the mall and bought the Risk rock. So they slapped this rock down in front of me, and I'm like, all right, NBC's all about it. So I leave, and the next day they call for tape. They watch the one-man show, and, you know, it's about my mom's suicide and about, you know, my dad, you know, my dad's drinking and him getting busted for drunk driving on television. And they call back, and they're like, it's a little too edgy for us.
We like the wrist rock back.
And my agent stopped me. Actually, I painted up a safe rock, and I put it in a box. And my agent said, no, not sending the safe rock. So I thought I could talk about it now on the radio.
Well,
you got to do what Adam does, though.
What do I do?
You got to tell him to kiss your ass now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Use the radio. Tell
him to kiss your ass. That's right. Because Fox has not a tenuous grip on your show business. I'm in now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 9 episodes. Yeah, let me tell the entire network to kiss my ass. I love NBC.
All right. Well, I would tell him to kiss my ass if I were you. I
like the peer pressure thing now, Adam.
Yeah, well, I've never told NBC to kiss my ass, have I, Drew?
Is there anybody you haven't told to kiss your ass?
I think NBC may be the only one left. Speaking of NBC, well, wait a minute. What channel's PI on? ABC?
ABC, yeah.
You did that tonight?
Yeah.
How was that?
Interesting. It was at the Playboy Mansion. And
I'm doing it tomorrow night. That's why Drew is telling me tonight.
It's really, it's visually, it's beautiful the way they photograph the thing, but it's hard to engage in meaningful discussion with all this sort of party going on around.
People walking around?
Yeah, he's trying to recreate the Hef's, Playboy After Dark.
Who was on it with you? That's the beauty of Drew, everybody. You don't know one person.
No, I do. I have to sit down and remember everybody's name. No, William Shatner.
Okay, yeah, that's one you could remember.
Yeah, he was on Hef's thing.
I know. He actually was sodomized in the Grotto by Hef himself. I don't know.
And that was reenacted in full living color.
Hard to discuss the political issues when that's going on.
It's wonderful to watch. Seriously, it's beautiful. They have it lit and everything, and the peacocks they're wearing.
Now, did you do the early? Are they doing two? They told me they're doing two.
Night one, number one.
Yeah, tonight. But what I mean is, did they film another one after?
And they're doing three tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I wonder which one I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm doing the late one, I think.
What time? No, you're doing the second one.
I'm doing 8:30 to like 9 or exactly. Something, and then I'm out of there.
Whatever.
And then basically, here's my plan. 8:30 to 9, I do PI, then it's some light raping, very light raping, and then right to the car and over to Loveline.
Very nice.
That's my plan.
So you said it looked beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's great. Because
I thought to myself, God, if I were flipping a... You know, I'm a channel changer around. And I came across that. Like, what is this?
Yeah, when I like to watch political repartee, I do it for the scenery.
Well, that's
nice.
I think it was
nice waterfall.
I think it was actually irritating Bill because a lot of us spent on photographing the environment. He wanted to get to the discussion. So.
I see. Well, he's all business, that Bill. When he's not banging Asian hookers and smoking weed, he's all business. All right, should we go to the phone?
You do the show tomorrow, right?
Actually, I'm going to be on tonight. It'll be on air tonight, the show I just did.
Drew is on the show tonight. I'm doing the show tomorrow, and the Lord knows when that'll air, but we'll figure it out. Steven?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, man, I was just saying, man, you guys kick ass, man. You are, like, the coolest radio show in the world. And Christopher Titus, I was watching you today on Fox, and you're hilarious, man.
Wow.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Covered all the bases.
With the seventh graders, we're kicking some butt.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
And, first, I can really fart good, too.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
Well, what do you have for us?
All right, here, listen to this.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, okay.
Don't hurt yourself. You're only 13. You got it many years ahead of you. Don't break something now.
How can you?
No. Well, maybe.
Did you get that?
Yeah, but we don't believe it.
You don't?
No.
How could you not believe that?
Because it sounded very fake. That's how come.
Yeah.
Aw, come on. That's...
What was your question, Stephen?
All right.
Aw, come on. Yeah.
I like masturbate and stuff to like pornography on the computer, and my parents like caught me tons of times, and I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to close the door.
There you go.
Yeah, they like come in, and I don't have a lock on my room.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be more discreet. I don't know what it is about. Well, here's what it is. When you're young, when you're young, you're stupid. And it's not your fault. It's just you're 13. You don't know that much.
Right.
Now, people who get busted over and over again when they're older are old and stupid. And I think that's you have to be stupid to get busted a lot. Because what it is You know what I mean? I mean, think about, like, the way animals act. Animal will start chewing on your favorite pillow while you're standing there. You know what I mean?
Right.
That just serves the height of stupidity. They have they don't have any intelligence at all. And a kid will do it when you're in the next room, and then as you get older, you wait till your folks leave for out of town before you start chewing on the pillow.
But what's interesting about old Stephen here is that he has no perceived sort of shame or embarrassment. It's just, damn.
He didn't say he was in trouble either. They just walked in. Hey, Steve.
I mean, he's so desensitized to it. It's like, hey, Steven, put your clothes away.
I do not want to catch my kid jacking off.
No, I mean, once you have to put me in a hospital.
Yeah, so Drew has triplets. Drew, when your kids, those two boys of yours, and believe me, they're gonna be world champion jackers. I know those two. They got a lot of energy. They got the Pinsky genes. And they're gonna be going at themselves about their 13th birthday until they move out of the house and then, you know, just be on their own time. And Drew, here's what you're gonna have to do. You're gonna not only have to knock on their door, but you're gonna have to start narrating down the hall.
I'm coming down the hall.
I am getting up off of the sofa and moving toward my lad's room now.
And
you wear big iron diving boots.
And carry a rolled up newspaper.
That's right.
Stop it.
No.
A lot of coughing. For some reason, you develop emphysema.
Yeah.
Oh, Drew, you do not want to see those kids going at themselves, eh?
No.
I think the weird part maybe is that his parents keep walking in on them and checking for him.
Yeah. Well,
let the man, let the kid go.
Well, it's the computer, so it's probably like in the family room or something. Joe?
Yep.
You're 16.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Sorry about last night. I called up with the same question, but I kind of fell asleep.
Yeah, you were not snoring well enough for Adam.
Oh, I wasn't?
Yeah, those of you who fall asleep when you're on hold for 85 minutes must snore like novelty snore. Otherwise, you're of no entertainment value for the show at all. All right, well, what's your question, Joe?
On like my upper chest, kind of my shoulders and my back, my skin is... it's got, like, dark splotches, and it's just darker than the rest of my body's skin.
Like large patches of dark skin or coalescent freckles?
It depends on the area. Like, on my back, right along the edge of my ribs, like, if you took a ruler and just put it straight down, it stops at that one point, and it's, like, in the center of the back. And
okay. Is it just slightly darker?
It gets worse.
In the summer?
Yeah, it gets worse during the summer.
If you were to outline it, would it sort of be like an outline of a wings on your back?
Like a what?
Like wings on your back? Sort of like a wing pattern?
I don't know about that bad. But...
Well, I think what you're describing is something called tinea versicolor, or Malassezia furfur, which is a real common mild fungus that... either hyper or hypopigments the skin right in the distribution you're talking about. And it gets worse in the sun. It's more noticeable in the sun.
Yeah.
And what you ought to do is just try using some Selsun Blue, a selenium shampoo, as a soap every day in the shower. And take a few months, but you see if that doesn't bring it under control. All right?
So I can wash myself with shampoo and it'll stop?
It's a fungus, and it comes out with...
It's a certain kind of shampoo.
Selenium.
Yeah. I got that already.
Selsun Blue. You know, the dandruff shampoo?
Too easy.
If that doesn't do it in 3 or 4 months, then there's many other things that can be done for it. That's the easiest
thing. Try that first.
All right?
All right.
You know, you get a little older, your skin doesn't rebound. I was... I'd spent a lot of time. You know, when we all grew up, there was no sunscreen or anything. Everyone was just constantly getting baked out in the sun nonstop. But... I was in the gay pride parade 3 years ago as sort of a goof. Well, I was dressed as one of the village people. It was a morning show thing. I remember we got in a big argument with the program director, which is on our float, we wanted a big sign that said, "Hello, gays," on it. And he was like, "You can't put hello gays on your float." And we're like, "Why not? It's a gay pride parade, and we're saying hello to the gays."
Plural.
We ended up getting hello gays on our float. But I was the construction worker from the village people. I was wearing a tank top. The gay pride parade is goes down Santa Monica Boulevard. I was out in the sun for about 9 hours. And I think, and I know this sounds bizarre, Take it any way you want. I think the Lord intensifies the sun that day to punish the gays. It's a theory.
Punish or highlight. Shed a golden light upon them.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
There's golden something going on over there, but it's not light. It's in a liquid form, Drew, and I think he intensifies his burning rays to punish the gays. That's just a thought of mine. And I think
why were you the only one sunburned?
He mistook me for one of the gays. I was on the float.
There's a village person. Even God's going to see that.
Right.
Adam. They're very careful about sunscreen.
I know, but I, being a straight guy, did not put the sunscreen on and got the wrath of God with the rest of the gays. Mm. You understand? And I still have a wife-beater sort of strap mark going over each shoulder. I mean, you can see a faint outline of where it's like God burnt that gay day right into me.
Like a scar.
Yeah.
My great-grandparents used vinegar on me when I got sunburned.
Oh, really?
I'm like five, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm bathing in vinegar. Please, God, they're marinating me. Don't let them eat me.
Daniel?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah, hey.
What's up?
First of all, I want to say I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right. I have a small penis, and I'm afraid to get sexual, like, I'm afraid to get close to a female.
Well, you're 15, first of all. Maybe it's not time yet for you to do that kind of thing.
How small is it?
Hard, about 3 inches.
No. Really? You measured it?
Yeah.
From where?
All right. Listen, and the 15, he's got 6 more years of growth ahead. There's plenty of time to go. Late puberty is associated with longevity. Not a bad thing. It's just you're just sort of comparing yourself against peers that are probably more developed at this age. And it's normal to feel sort of inadequate, but it doesn't mean you're inadequate. It has nothing to do with you as a person.
And if you use my new technique for measurement, it's going to work out. You measure from the center of the anus.
There you go.
To just beyond the tip.
There you go.
Just past the tip. Whatever that distance is for you is right. What you use.
Yes. It's like adding a stroke in golf or taking one off.
Right.
Just beyond the tip. There you go.
Very 6 Corollas.
All right, Daniel. Listen, you're fine, but make sure your tongue works.
I was going to say, how's your tongue, brother? Exactly what I was going to say.
I'm serious. Christopher, let's have a serious discussion about oral sex here. That's all women want anyway.
If you're good at it, that's all you're right. You're absolutely right.
They would take that over intercourse any day of the week. They like some of that. You know, like a sprinkling of that, but the oral sex is what they're really interested in. And if you're a guy who has a small penis and you compensated by being excellent with the oral sex, you're in.
You're all over it.
The woman will be very satisfied.
She will tell her friends.
That's right. Christy?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a question. I have kind of like little red bumps around my vagina. Not exactly in it, but just around it. I was wondering if that might be some kind of STD.
You want to give me more info than little red bumps?
They kind of look almost like blisters.
Do they hurt?
No, not at all. They don't itch or hurt.
Is it symmetric on both sides?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is it the same on both sides?
Yeah.
You have just as many on one side as you do on the other, basically?
Well, it's kind of like in a circle almost. You know, there's not a whole lot, maybe about 10 altogether.
I see.
And if I try to pop it, they'll come back in about a week.
So you are able? Do you pop it or do you scrape it off?
Kind of scrape it.
And when you scrape it off, what comes off?
Kind of like blood, not really pus or anything.
I'm not sure what this is. At first, I thought maybe you were talking about molluscum contagiosum, which is a little. Looks like a zit with a little hard top that peels off.
Yeah.
It's not really a hard top. It's a little bit bigger than a pimple.
Yeah. It's very frustrating. Bigger than a pimple.
It's kind of, it's not as raised as a pimple. It's more smooth, kind of like a smooth bump.
Boy, you're going to have to see a dermatologist, Christy. I have no idea what you're describing. As usual, very, very limited success in listening to people describe their skin problems.
Well, you think it might be a venereal thing?
I think it might be.
Well, make sure a doctor looks at it before it goes away, then, so he can make that determination.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, she sounds so perky compared to the guy with the short penis. He must be feeling a lot better right now, going, hey, all I got is this.
Well, if he could go to a doctor, get a little ointment to rub on it,
that's true.
Make it 6.5 inches, he'd be in a good mood, too. It breaks my heart to hear a guy is just broken at 15, though.
He sounded.
Venus does some growing between 15 and death, doesn't it, Drew?
15 and 21, a bunch. Some guys.
A bunch?
Some guys, the whole thing has been. The whole.
Really? That's what it
makes. From childhood to manhood goes on then.
Mine made its move between 6 and 9, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then it.
You would like some.
Then it stopped.
Freak.
It stalled out.
And what happened?
No.
What?
It stalled.
Oh, no, stalled. Yeah, oh, it stopped?
It made its move, yeah.
And that was it.
It was like a horse.
Blew an axle, and now he's over.
Like a horse that makes its run, you know, just out of the gate, and then just falls behind the pack. Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
I had the misfortune of looking at an old man naked for some time on Friday.
Why?
Well, geez, I don't want to give away the joke, but what the...
It was a man show joke?
It was a man show thing. We're doing a museum of the annoying guy, and basically it's the guy who talks to you at the gym too long, you know, the old guy. And I noticed, though, because I have been to the Burbank Y a few times where old guys like to talk to you wearing nothing, the penis seems to sort of, the shaft seems to go away and the head is all that seems to be left as you get a little older.
It sucks back up.
Yeah, it starts to head back up. Now, if you live to, let's say, 140, would it start poking out of your ass eventually, or is it just sort of consumed by your abdomen? It
turns into a vagina.
It does.
Wow.
By 140.
Wow. Yeah.
You're saying, so... seriously, what happens to the penis when you get older? What do we have to look forward to here? You know what I mean? You get this... It's like a patch. It's like as if... it's like, here's what it looks like. It's all gray pubic hair. It's like if Santa put a hot dog in his mouth and then swallowed, just about 4 or 5 inches of it. So there's just like an inch of hot dog hanging out of Santa's mouth.
That's
what it looks
that's
like.
That's actually somebody doing rather well.
Oh man. Please.
At 80, I'm putting on a big hose clamp, and it's not moving anywhere. I'm just going to lock it down.
You better put that hose clamp on at 65.
I'm going to put like a sleeve on and some tape.
You got to factor the whole penis element in the sense of full load.
You mean your gut starts draping over the thing?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's not
really
the penis disappears.
Why? I know. Where's it going?
Why is it leaving? What do we do?
Yeah. I mean, why
You're
does it...
very bad boys.
Why does it start retracting that way?
Some retirement program we don't know about?
Exactly. I'm sure it's a function of lowering testosterone levels, the penis sort of dropping down.
You need like an Indian guy with a flute to get it out of there.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's like, it's not coming out.
Actually,
I mean, how do you get it out?
You have to tease it out.
Oh, really? So, that's not part of your work as a doctor,
no,
is it?
Comedians do that stuff.
So if you use it, it won't do that. If even at that age, if you're still going, it'll keep staying out.
Yeah, it'll retract a little bit. I mean, guys' penises will change based on like their success level and their leadership positions. I mean, it will change.
I'm huge right now.
It ain't going to get bigger.
Doing well. Huge.
This is it. Take a picture, brother.
That's it. I'm done.
there can't be Corolla changes. You know, not a 3 Corolla change. But.
Thank you. Yeah. Center of the anus, just beyond the tip. But hey, Drew. But
yeah.
So, if you had to put a timeline on when a man's penis was at its best, because when you're 17, 18, sure, it works great and stuff, but it doesn't have the hang. I mean, it hasn't felt the effects of gravity long enough.
Is that gravity or is that maturity and prowess and that sort of thing?
I think it's gravity. And then as you get older, it starts to retract, as we were talking about earlier. Yeah. So would you say, 40 years old is when the penis is sort of at its prime, not from a functional standpoint, from a sort of hanging out at the gym,
kind of a season
aesthetic standpoint.
Gym appearance.
Yeah,
probably 35 to 45 in that range.
Yeah. All right. I'm 35. I got to get to the gym and walk around naked for a while. I got to get my kicks in. All right, so this is it. This is it, is what you're saying.
You're prime.
We got 10 years. We got about 10 years. I'm 35 too.
Right.
So we got 10 years. All right, thanks, Drew. I feel a lot better.
Let's get new. Christopher Titus is here from Titus Monday Nights, 8:30 on the Fabulous Fox, and we'll be right back after this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. For me, these beef bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Avon Skin So Soft Bug Guard Plus keeps the bugs off and the sun away. Vitamin E and aloe are good for skin. Seed-free formula is bad for bugs.
Oh, there ain't no ticks on me. There may be ticks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no ticks on me.
For Skin So Soft, talk to your Avon representative or 1-800-4-AVON.
A Chinese philosopher once said, do not use a hatchet to remove a fly from a friend's forehead. Interesting quote. But not the most interesting quote you'll hear today. Not if you call Geico Direct for a quote on your car insurance. Got 15 minutes? Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. You could cut your car insurance rate by 15% or more without wielding a hatchet. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Time now for the movie preview. Join Zone 105 for a special screening of Dinosaur, Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the General Cinema Mall of America 14. You can also join Zone 105 for the most highly anticipated sequel of the summer, Mission Impossible 2, directed by John Woo, starring Tom Cruise. The screening is Saturday, May 27th at 7 p.m. at the General Cinema Mall of America. You can also win passes good for the entire run of the new film Human Traffic, now showing at Landmark's Lagoon Theater. To win passes to any of these films, simply email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll randomly draw winners. And that's the movie preview.
I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, we'll show you the hows and whys of diamonds. At Spence Diamonds, you'll learn about diamonds from the jeweler's perspective. Once you see what jewelers see, you'll be better equipped to make a smart buying decision. At Spence Diamonds, we carefully walk you through the diamond grading process using jeweler's instruments that allow you to see precision diamond cutting, minute inclusions, and other features that affect a diamond's value. At Spence Diamonds, it's an interactive experience, it doesn't take long, and the more involved you get, the more fascinating diamonds become. In minutes, you'll understand why almost nothing on earth is as valuable as a diamond. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds and see diamond value the way we see it.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with disinformation for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
It's the biggest thing to happen in millions of years.
Starting Thursday, dinosaurs are coming to McDonald's. Play that Hatch, Match, and Win game with your favorite McDonald's taste, and you can win great dino-sized prizes, even $1 million, just by feeling and matching up the characters from Walt Disney Pictures' Dinosaur Movie, only in theaters. Starting Thursday, where can you Hatch, Match, and Win big? Did somebody say McDonald's? No purchase necessary, void or prohibited. See official rules at participating McDonald's. Scheduled when June 12th.
I'll have a 16-ounce soda.
I'll have a 48-ounce bucket of cola.
Notice how we're drinking more soft drinks than ever?
Yeah, I'll have a drum of pop.
A lot more. And probably not brushing right after. Chew on this. Chewing Trident after sugared soft drinks can actually help prevent cavities from forming. When you're not free to brush...
Can I just stick my head under the spigot?
Chew on this. Trident.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Tears for Fears could be getting back together. The Tears for Fears duo Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith may have buried the hatchet. Smith said recently the duo are talking again and have started writing together transatlantically. Smith left for his solo career in the early 90s, while Orzabal continued under the Tears for Fears moniker. The Zone Files, from Megabit Services from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
It's been over 2 years since the Dave Matthews Band has made the trek to Minnesota. You know the band has been touring all over the United States.
But every time you hear about a show, tickets sell out almost immediately. Like that. All you want to do is see Dave. Alternative Classics Zone 105 wants to be your Dave Matthews Band connection. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see the Dave Matthews Band at the Shoreline Amphitheater in California.
Why would you stay?
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. The Dave Matthews Band at the Shoreline Amphitheater in California. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Christopher Titus is our guest tonight. From Titus, Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox.
Thanks for the plug.
No problems.
Adam, I'm pissed at you for denying us our feelings.
Oh, please, Drew.
Seriously, Ann, aren't you? Ann, pay attention.
Oh, listen, don't enlist Ann into this.
He just denies us opportunity to, like, feel things and mourn things.
I know, that was kind of strange.
We find out about stuff always late, always, like, way down the line.
We're talking about the Fox, Bill the Fox Foster from The Man Show and many other beer-related endeavors passing away. Bill passed away, I think it was last Thursday.
Oh.
And it's sad. He was, I believe he was 63. And he'd been sick for a little while. He was the fox who played the piano and chugged the beer and did all that for The Man Show. And we hadn't had him on this season because he's on in the episodes that are airing now because that's from last season. But this season he was sick basically the whole time. And we've been keeping in contact with him, visiting and whatnot. But he took a turn for the worse about a week ago, even though he'd been battling this cancer for probably about 5 or 6 months. Probably more like 6 or 8 months. And he finally passed on Thursday. And I don't know. I didn't say anything to you because I didn't know you knew the fox.
We actually used to go down to his place in Santa Monica in medical school.
Down to the Fox Inn?
Yeah.
You know, the weird thing about the fox is everyone has a fox story.
Everyone.
Or seems to know the guy or know of the guy, but no one knows anyone else has a fox story.
Right.
So every time you meet somebody, no one will bring it up, and then somebody brings up the fox, and then someone else goes, I know that dude, and then some guy goes, he came down to Arizona when I was in college or whatever. But he was a great guy, always had a smile on his face. He just banged away on that piano and chugged beer and basically he just put a smile on everyone's face. He played Jimmy's 30th birthday.
Right.
More people vomited after that night, I think. And that's, I know it doesn't sound like much of a tribute, but
very nice.
I never had more fun at a party. It's the way to go. You know, you're always thinking of, I don't know, bands or renting out some miniature golf course or something. Jimmy rented out a VFW hall or something. It held about 200 people. Put the fox in one corner with his piano, got a keg of beer, and that was it. It was like game on the entire night. Oh, and had it catered by Arby's.
Nice.
Arby's going around. I think Jimmy's mom caught me smoking weed in the parking lot. It was funny because I was 33.
Oh.
You know, I was like, oh, damn, Jimmy's mom's coming. I was like, give me a joint. Eat it. Eat it, dude. And I was, you know, like waving my hand around. She's like, Adam, what's going on? I smell marijuana. I'm like, oh, no, Mrs. Kimball. I wasn't doing anything. She's like, okay, all right. Well,
sure.
The reason I came over here is because we're all saying something about Jimmy, and I want you to start. And I'm like, great, I'm great.
There's
your worst high nightmare, by the way. I'm going to stand out in front of 200 people and try to say something about
that'd be funny, Mr. Radio Guy. Go ahead.
And I can tell you, I know her conversation. She walked away from Adam. She was like, I told you that Corolla boy is such a bad influence on our Jimmy.
But she is right. Yeah. All right. But anyway, Bill the Fox Foster passed, and we will miss him. He was definitely one of a kind. I mean, no one else did what he did. Even Drew went out to his Fox. When you were in medical school. And that was a good time, right?
Yeah.
You got pretty lit over there, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, then you weren't participating then.
I wasn't
having it. You gotta chug the beer. Come on.
You just watched him do it. That was the amazing thing. Just sit and sing the songs and watch him do it.
You gotta take a 16-ounce mug and put it down faster than if you just turned it over. I think he had a sucking action.
He used to do it standing in his head.
I actually thought it was like, when I first watched Man Show, and I saw it, I was like, that's just, there's a tube.
Yeah.
Down his leg or something. There's no way someone can, gravity doesn't act that fast.
That's
beer
right.
Does not disappear. You can pour beer out of a glass, it doesn't go down that fast to the floor.
Yes.
It's an amazing cat.
I know, and I've seen him chug eggnog.
Oh!
Did a Christmas show. He did like 15 takes with eggnog. He was about ready to kill us after that. But,
it was one of your better bits on the show, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Frankly.
He was great. No, we got Juggy Twins this year, so we're fine. Danny and Shawnee from Kentucky, and I can't tell them apart. I just take a wild stab each time, and I'm always right, and they're always amazed.
Lee,
tell them they smell different. That's how I can tell.
Lee, 21.
Hi.
Hi, Lee.
What's up?
I love y'all so much. Anyway, I have a question about conceiving a baby.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to conceive, like the father was doing cocaine,
mm-hmm.
would it affect the fetus?
Not in any sort of developmental way. It could obviously give the child a 50% chance of inheriting the genetic potential for addiction.
But that's not from him doing the cocaine.
That's not from him, right.
That's from father being a cokehead.
The only two drugs that I know of are likely to cause problems as far as conception goes is there some theories about LSD maybe breaking chromosomes and things. But basically all that does is prevent conception if one of those sperm hits the egg. And I've seen some suspicion that marijuana may increase risk of orthopedic deformities if the father smoked, even within several months of conception. But again, that's not been proven. The cocaine speed also has nothing.
We'd be walking around and Planet of the Mole people. It'd be killer clowns from outer space, too, over here. For every time someone smoked weed, they get worked through a mongoloid.
Right. No, it'd be a very rare thing.
God knows, I'd have a horn growing out of my ass.
No, it's more like six fingers and that kind of thing.
And I've said before, what is wrong with six fingers?
Yeah, it seems like an asset to me.
Yeah.
I'm all over the six fingers.
Typing, playing the clarinet, you name it.
How many pull-ups could you do? Just keep going. You never get tired. You made a little test in fourth grade that made you do.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
I take Paxil.
Mm-hmm.
I take 20 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 40 milligram pills that I've been breaking in half, but
mm-hmm.
they don't quite break in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of take a smaller one and a larger one. Is that mm-hmm. bad to do?
With Paxil, that's not a great idea because Paxil is an ultra-short acting antidepressant. So, really, it's not that bad. There's a slight difference, but if there's really a big difference day to day, you might have some withdrawal symptoms.
Don't they have
a pill day.
Apparatuses to do that?
Yeah, pill cutters. Talk to pharmacists, or they should give you one.
Yeah, I saw a whole report about how much money you could save by just buying higher doses and cutting it
some
in half.
Some pills, some pills.
Yeah.
Not all pills. Be careful, guys, because some pills are complex in a certain way you can't cut them in half.
I do that with Quaaludes, though. I cut it with a little Jack Daniels, is what I cut it with.
Oh!
JD?
Nice.
Still, I've never had a Quaalude. That's my dream, though. It's my goal. JD?
So
Jack Daniels. Yeah, I don't know. I swear, maybe I was just looking at that. I don't know how my mind's working. JD, you're 18.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is 25, and he gets mad every time we're about to mess around when I'm not wet. And yet, when he's not hard, he gets frustrated, and I just encourage him.
Well, first of all, he's 25 and you're 18, so the guy's suspect straight away.
And he gets mad? Doesn't that help you just get wet when he gets mad?
Yeah.
That's not the move right there. 25, that's why he's going up to 18-year-old. I'm not quite getting it.
I'm not 25 yet, but...
I see.
24 and a half.
And does he yell at your vagina?
No, he doesn't.
And he gets frustrated or he gets mad?
He gets upset. He's like, well, I don't turn you on or what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's an idiot. I'm sorry. He's an idiot.
What branch of construction is he in?
I mean, it's either when we're hot tubbing.
What's he do?
What's he do? He's a bartender.
Oh, fantastic. And where'd you meet him? When he was getting in?
No, we've been mutual. We've had mutual friends for 2 years.
I see. So he got the hat for you.
He's a great guy, and I'll just...
No.
He's a great guy. He's a bartender. You're 18, and he's 25.
Yeah.
Oh, great guy.
This is not...
Outstanding
citizen.
This is
not great guy behavior.
Future senator, I think.
And he gets upset when you don't get excited.
He takes it
personally.
Not like cursing or anything, but he's angry.
All right, but what's wrong with his penis?
I have no idea.
Well, you said it doesn't work sometimes.
Energy juice.
He what?
He takes an energy juice every day.
And does that hurt his penis?
It doesn't hurt it, but sometimes that's pretty much when it happens.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
When he drinks, a V8 or something, his penis falls apart?
No, like Ultra Fuel.
Oh, please.
That kind of stuff.
Does he work out a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this guy. All right, so what's your question?
I mean, how do I don't like him being frustrated at me. I mean,
well, why aren't you excited? What's your estimation?
I because he doesn't touch me. That's how else am I supposed to?
What's he do to you?
Well, he'll go down on me.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, still.
Yeah, that's
then
not.
Then he'll stop and.
Okay, listen, here's the thing. You're not describing a great guy, yet you defend him constantly. The guy sounds like an a-hole to me.
A total a-hole.
He really does.
I
didn't
back that up.
And for a few reasons. And you never stop defending him. Why don't you just admit he may be a bit of an a-hole? And the question is what's up with you that you're attracted to a-holes? Where's your dad?
He's here.
Is he a bad guy?
No. My parents are still together. They've been married 20 years.
He's not an alcoholic?
No, nothing.
He's never done anything bad to you?
Smoke, never.
Okay. Well, then find yourself a nice 19-year-old guy who's Jewish.
Oh, okay. And I have just one quick question for everyone. Okay, this weekend my parents went to Vegas, and I was stayed at my sister's house, and I had him sleep over, and their temporary roommate ratted me out and told my sister, and she told my mom.
What the hell are you talking about?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm sort of there.
Who's temporary roommate?
Her sister's.
My sister.
How old is your sister?
19.
And so what's up?
And so she told my mom, but the thing is, and that made me mad, and I told her not to. And she's selling pot out of that house.
Yeah.
The sister is a nice get-even move right there.
The temporary roommate, and I'm thinking about telling my mom so I can have her kicked out.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the... hold on a second. Let me talk to Drew. Let me keep her on the line for another 30 seconds. We can lock in her coordinates, and I can call in an airstrike, and we'll just clean up this whole mess. I haven't done it in a while, but I'm starting to think the only answer to some of these problems between the sister and the roommate and the out-of-it parents and the whacked-out boyfriend is I'm just going to call in an airstrike.
Napalm the neighborhood, actually. There's got to be some residual damage around, like, three houses around at least.
Yeah, but innocent people die all the time in the name of good causes.
That's right.
And that's just the way it works. And I can't say that it's something I'm proud of, but anytime there's a war... Anytime there's a threat against this country, that's what happens. Good people die. It is a small price to pay.
It's sad, but I got your back, Commander.
Those people are heroes. Drew?
Neighborhood napalm.
Wow, Drew's on board.
Drew's on board, too. And I got to tell you, this was a close one. I wasn't thinking of calling in a strike, but the more I think about it.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Let me just say, listen, J.D., here's the deal. We don't care.
No.
Don't get pregnant. That's the only thing we care about.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? And don't get even with the roommate. Just, you know, get your ass together and go off to college.
Yeah, look a little more serious about the kind of choice you make in guys and why you make those choices. And this may be just part of the growing up process for her. I mean, some people make bad choices when they're 18, just because they're 18.
Right. Right. I would have made bad choices with women had any of them taken me in.
Had you had a choice.
Had I had a choice, they would have been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thank God they saved me from myself, all those women.
Was this out of this
unattracted to, not attracted to me. All right, we're going to take a little break. Who are we going to talk to? I see a groin thing up here. Uh-huh. Hitting the groin?
All right.
That was a swollen nuts?
Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
All right,
we'll talk to Jeremy with swollen nuts. Christopher Tice, our guest tonight. We'll talk to Jeremy after this.
more. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Okay, class. This part of the museum is known as the Hall of Trees.
Trees?
Large plants that once covered much of the earth. This is a full-scale model of a maple tree.
What are those green things?
Those were called leaves. They took in sunlight, nourished the tree, expelled oxygen, creating air for people to breathe.
People didn't breathe out of air tanks?
No, then the air was everywhere. The sky was blue, even the ocean was blue.
The ocean was blue?
And filled with fish.
The fish.
When you protect the earth, you protect your health and that of your children. We're making progress. There has been a significant improvement. 20 years ago, air pollution in Los Angeles exceeded health standards on 4 out of every 5 days. But we still have a long way to go.
Here's the Hall of Weather. Press that button and you'll hear a rainfall.
Why do they need rain?
Without rain, a flower couldn't grow.
What's a flower?
One person can make a difference. A message from Echo, the Earth Communications Office.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets, put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Grab your zoot suits, the cherry pop and daddies are coming to town. The cherry pop and daddies swing into the quest on Friday, May 19th.
Friday, May 19th.
The cherry pop and daddies live in concert with special guest the Vibro Champs.
Everybody swing into the brown derby jump.
Friday, May 19th at the Quest. Tickets are only $15 on sale now at the Quest box office. 612-338-3383. And through all Ticketmaster outlets, charge by phone. 612-989-5151.
Or online at www.ticketmaster.com.
The Cherry Pop and Daddy, live in their only area appearance Friday, May 19th with special guest of Vibro Champs. Friday, May 19th at the Quest, 110 North 5th Street, Minneapolis. Doors open at 8 p.m. Strictly 21 and over, please. The Cherry Pop and Daddies are coming to town.
The semis are rolling in from Chicago, loaded with the latest in exercise gear from Life Fitness, and we're excited.
Second Wind's Dick Enrico.
Life Fitness is moving their manufacturing plant from Chicago to the Twin Cities. The trucks are loaded with over $500,000 of stationary bikes, climbers, elliptical machines, treadmills, along with a tremendous selection of Parabody home gyms at unbelievable prices.
Use Second Wind's Fit and Finance credit, no interest, no payments for 6 months.
May is National Fitness Month, so let's get in shape and save a bundle of cash during this factory authorized sale. Life Fitness climbers were $18.99. Today, $6.99. You save $1,200. Parabody 350 home gym, $300 off. Top of the line Life Fitness 5,500 heart rate treadmills. We're $36.99. Sale price today, $19.99. Save $1,700. And there's many, many more deals to be had.
10 Metro stores. Call 952-903-4900 for the location nearest you.
Second Wind exercise equipment.
The move is forever. The savings aren't. Visit us today. You won't be disappointed.
Green Mill presents Louis Anderson, Minnesota's most famous walleye fisherman.
You probably didn't know I'm a famous angler. That's what we professional fishermen call ourselves, anglers. I like that. My mom used to say my dad had so many angles he could see the back of his own head. But that is another story. We knew all the walleye holes in every lake. We could tie a Lindy rig with the best of them. And we could crank up a shore lunch fire without so much as a match. You know what else? We couldn't catch a walleye to save our lives.
In honor of Louis Anderson and Fisher persons everywhere, Green Mill is featuring easy-to-catch dishes like walleye strip appetizers, a fresh walleye sandwich, and our famous Cabillo Lodge walleye dinner.
You want to know my proven technique for setting a hook on a walleye? Go to Green Mill, pick up a fork, and dig in. Now that's angling at its finest.
Green Mill, everybody loves Green Mill. Everybody loves Green Mill.
Karen Mel for the Weekly Planner. Who's the best bartender in town? It's Shelley Miller. Join her every Friday, 9 to 10 at Spiker's in Fridley. She'll be pouring your favorite refreshments and giving away great prizes. Just email, fax, or send a postcard to the station to win free Spiker bucks to spend with Shelley Friday. Join Trackstar Motorsports and McKenzie's Bar every Tuesday from 8 to 11 for Two Wheel Tuesdays. Enjoy great food, drink specials, race videos, and speed vision. McKenzie's Bar is located at 918 Hennepin Avenue. Right now, register to win a new PT Cruiser from Chrysler at the huge Rock Into Summer Sale. Going on now at Audio King. Hey, where'd you get that? Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7, and everything is 2 for 1. Yes, everything, even on event night. Brothers, 430 First Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. That's the Weekly Planner brought to you by McDonald's, where you should try the new Chicken Caesar Chef and Garden McChicken Shakers.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yep, it is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Christopher Titus is our guest tonight from Titus. Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox, and we're just having an interesting conversation off the air, though I wanted to talk to Chris about cars, but we said got into patterns and the human condition. And
how humans change. And Chris has had experience with changing.
Yeah, well, the last call was like, it was like she was looking for problems in her life and actually looking to create them. I think it was coming like a nation of victims. Everyone's bitching and whining about their lives. And because you get a lot of attention when there's stuff going wrong in life. If everything's going right, that's what you're supposed to do. So no one goes, they go, yeah, great, good life, continue with that. But if you're screwing up, all of a sudden the relatives are calling, the mom's calling. I think we've become this, it's so good. There's so much back patting and hugging and sympathy and you need this and you need that, that you create a problem. A lot of people, I've seen kids create problems that don't have any just so they can get that attention.
Well, it is sort of in vogue now, at least, to come from a tough background or to be able to have your stories about hard knocks and growing up poor and having abusive parents or
Finally going to stop with this stuff?
No, I'll never stop complaining about my horrible parents. But it is true. And Christopher was saying that can't you just make a decision and can't you just pull yourself out of that, or at least not make it the sort of bane of your existence? And basically, my theory is this. And I know you've had a less than great life growing up, but you're an intelligent guy. And my theory is I'm an intelligent guy, and I had kind of a crappy childhood, but I sort of have the mental horsepower to pull myself out of the mire. If you're a little bit, if you got a 40-watt bulb as opposed to a 100-watt bulb,
right,
it's hard to get yourself out of the mire. And I know that may be oversimplifying a complicated situation, but if you're a stupid guy and you're raised in this chaos, you'll stay in this chaos. And if you're smart, it will be your life for a while, but eventually your sort of intelligence will pull you out of it. You'll be attracted to other people, and you'll do things. And that's why you hear about certain people, whether they be, politicians or professionals or whatever they were, who grew up in a sort of a squalor. And pulled themselves
an old English castle.
Pulled themselves out of that mire and got themselves a life. But those people tend to be kind of intelligent, and you just can't count on the majority of society having that kind of intelligence, at least enough to pull themselves out of where they are.
Yeah, but it's just all perception, too. You can actually change all the crappy things that happen to you. You can actually look at it from a different side. Now, that may be an intelligence issue, but also, if you have a friend that's doing that, you can kind of point them at it and say, look at it from this way. Without my dad beating my ass and doing what he did, I wouldn't be able to deal with network executives. You know, they bring it on. They don't scare me now. I just think a lot of people you get a lot more love when you're in pain.
Well, that's true, I'm with you. And I don't sympathize too much with other people either.
No, I don't.
You have an intelligence that was able to take you from that place to this place.
But if your behaviors are such that the only way you've ever known love is through these sort of negative interactions, does it make sense that there would be sort of a compulsion to continue down that path?
But like my dad. When my dad, we'd get in this horrible fight or something, he'd do something heinous, and then I'd go to bed, and there'd be like some motocross race on TV. And like to make up, he never apologized. He'd come in like 11:30. Hey, wake up! There's motocross on. Come watch motocross with me. And he would never apologize. He just motocross. or Evel Knievel jump in something. Get up and come watch Evel Knievel jump in something. Don't you? Every once in a while? Because he could have died at any moment. Damn.
Yeah, I missed that. But that was at least your father's way of showing that he loved you and he was apologetic.
He dumped a milkshake on my brother once. My brother fell asleep, didn't finish his McDonald's. And my dad is his kid's sleeping in his bed. The milkshake is on the bed. He blurped and dumped it on Dave. My dad.
You sure that was milkshake?
Hey, it was milkshake.
Okay.
Baby. He was too young.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
It would have been a good excuse. Jeremy, you're 15.
At 16, I'm sick.
I see. Anyone can do that.
On your own age.
Yeah, I remember when I was 16. I used to think I was 15.
I just turned 16. So.
I see. So you were hit in the groin?
Yeah, I was motocrossing actually on Saturday, and I was riding over a jump, and I came down without my feet on the pegs, and I got hit in the crotch pretty hard.
The old flying W, we call it.
And they're swollen?
Yeah, I think close to twice their size, normal size.
Why have you not seen a doctor about this?
Just haven't had a chance. I was sick on Sunday. I had a stomach ache on Saturday after that for about an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, that might be your testes necrosing. Dying.
Oh, really? Right on the vine, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, they can fracture. Like, the blood supply gets swelled up, the blood supply gets cut off. You got to go, man. You got to go.
They're still the normal. They're still normal shape and everything.
You got to go.
I cannot believe you're still on the phone, man. I really just hear an empty phone hanging from the cradle right now. Drew just said that your testes could be dying on the vine. Did you hear the man, doctor?
Well, still
not Adam that said it. It was actually Drew.
Well, I said dying on the vine. It was just a thought I was continuing of Drew's.
Drew is dramatizing.
Let me tell you what you'd hear if this is me. You'd hear the phone swinging.
Yeah,
you'd hear the helicopter.
Exactly, medevac. That's exactly what I'd be doing.
That's right. And then you'd hear the chainsaw cutting a hole in the roof so they could lower the basket down from the winch in the helicopter.
Exactly.
That's right.
When you say the words, they're double the normal size and I had a really bad stomach ache for a couple hours.
That is serious stuff.
Yeah, you couldn't just casually toss that aside. How's it burning? What should I do?
That is serious stuff.
Yeah.
They still have feeling and they still work.
Okay.
What do you mean still work?
They're still functioning like they should be.
How do you know that?
Because they're still producing my sperm there.
Did you have a sperm count?
Sperm count. I've never had one before.
Yeah. How would you know that it's producing adequate sperm? Just because you produce semen doesn't mean you're producing sperm.
All right, Jeremy.
Yes.
Go to the doctor, have him look at it, all right?
Please, my brother.
Yeah.
All right, shut up. Go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Brett?
You should go now, frankly.
Yeah.
Brett, you're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I'm a recovering alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and I got my dad, he married an alcoholic and divorced her,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really have much of a relationship with her.
That was your mom?
Yeah, she's my mom. And I got a question. He's quite the codependent, and I'm wondering if, in conjunction with AA, if Al-Anon would give me any tools to help me deal with this.
All right, hold on a second, Brett. Because we got to take another quick break, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, hang on, and we'll get to Al-Anon and AA and all that very exciting stuff. Christopher Tyus is our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Brett after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Coldfront with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
It's the seventh season of HBO's Dennis Miller Live, a new millennium with presidential probes, celebrity scandals, social deviance, and Dennis Miller rants.
Automobiles for you, automobiles for me, automobiles for America, automobiles for all of mankind. Thank you. And now back to the Dennis Miller Ford Automotive Variety Hour.
Join Dennis for all new live editions filled with his scathing perspective, razor-sharp wit, and celebrity guests. Dennis Miller Live, Friday nights at 11:30, only on HBO.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Is Magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
My dad always said, Hank, you can't get irritated with a rooster because it gets up early and crows. Well, Dad was so right. And he used to say, Hank, it's true, too many chefs spoil the broth, but at least everyone's to blame. Had to think about that one, but yeah. And then there was his favorite, Hank, there's no free lunch.
I found out Dad was wrong there.
Come to Arby's Sbarro, walk right up to the counter and say, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and we'll prove Hank's dad wrong. Buy any delish dish from Sbarro in a medium soft drink and get a certificate for a free lunch at Arby's. Choose from baked ziti, spaghetti, and New York-style pizza. After you've enjoyed a scrumptious Sbarro's meal, you walk away with a certificate for a free lunch at Arby's. A regular-sized roast beef sandwich, medium french fries, and a medium soft drink. Oh, don't forget the password. Just say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And let us prove you wrong.
Two of a good thing is better than one.
Tired of your current job? Unsure about where life's taking you? You know you want a better career, but it's as if there's a vast canyon between you and that better career. So how do you get there? With training from Lakeland Academy, it's your bridge to an exciting career in the healthcare industry. Lakeland graduates possess the technical skills that are highly respected throughout the healthcare community. Skills that are noticed by top healthcare employers. Train now for your career as a medical assistant, dental assistant, or medical coding specialist. Careers in high demand with bright futures. Do it today. Call Lakeland Medical Dental Academy in Minneapolis at 612-827-5656. That's 612-827-5656. Start building your bridge to a better career with Lakeland Academy.
Call Lakeland Academy today at 612-827-5656. Classes start June 26th.
Does your car stereo pump a big bass sound that shakes the ground? We'll be the judge of that at the 3rd annual Rock in the Summer DB Drag Car Stereo Contest Intense Sale from Audio King. The loudest, the deepest, the ultimate car audio event of the summer is back, and it's coming to your city for one incredible weekend. Come see just how loud and low your decibels can go when you pit your system against the best, and every contestant receives a free Rock in the Summer 2000 t-shirt. Then stop by our huge tent filled with unbelievable summer deals on amps, decks, subs, CD changers, and more. Also, meet reps from Rockford Fosgate, Kenwood, Infinity, and Panasonic for tips on improving your system. It's all happening this weekend, May 20th and 21st at Ridgedale Drive and I-394. Register at Audio King. So don't be fooled by imitators. There's only one Rock in the Summer DB Drag Contest Intense Sale from Audio King. Audio King family.
If you're lucky, you'll remember the little moments that were good.
Are you in the mafia?
I'm in a waste management business.
I got a bad feeling.
People are going to get murdered.
I got to do the right thing by you. You better be whacked.
I don't want to die out.
Don't miss the season finale of The Sopranos. Sunday, April 9th at 9 p.m. 8 Central. Only on HBO. Soundtrack available on Playtone Columbia Sony Music Soundtracks.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105. 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Christopher Titus is our guest tonight. He is from Titus, Monday nights. 8:30 on Fox, and Eve 6 will be in here on
Wednesday.
That's right. Eve Plum will be in here on Thursday, and then that's it. So. Just Eve 6. Thank you. Brett?
Yeah.
You're 19, your alcoholic father is a codependent, and blah, blah, blah.
Actually, my dad isn't an alcoholic.
Brett's the alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic.
Dad married an alcoholic and divorced her.
My mom's an alcoholic.
Yeah. And you have no relationship with your mom to speak of?
Not completely. I see her rarely.
All right. And what do you want to do with your dad? You want to go to Al-Anon to understand how to deal with your dad?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering, if Al-Anon will give me the tools to, he's got behaviors that are almost like people that just come into AA.
You think he's an alcoholic, maybe? A dry drunk?
Yeah, well, he's like a dry drunk, but he doesn't ever drink. I mean, he never has. He's never had a problem with it.
Hmm. Well, it wouldn't hurt to go to Al-Anon, certainly. He worked the program there and sort of get you sort of disengaged from him a little bit, perhaps.
What exactly is the problem again with him?
What is Dad doing here?
Well, what he does, he seems to forget that, like, a year ago I was, like, lying in the gutter, like, dying, and he doesn't seem to see the steps that I've made and the length that I'm willing to go to do whatever it takes to maintain my sobriety.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with you and him, though? I mean, what is he doing?
Yeah.
What, not acknowledging you?
Well, he's being a pain in the ass.
Like what? What's he say? What's he do?
Well, he'll bother me day in and day out about the tiniest little details of my life, and I just want to, like, grab him and go, you know what, it's none of your business.
Well, what's that have to do with your alcoholism?
Well, nothing. I mean, I just want to know if Al-Anon would give me the tools to help me overcome my, like, fear of him.
Well, your fear of him is, I don't know, it seems like this is about you. It seems like Dad's not giving you enough. Good job. Atta boys. That's what it kind of seems like. It doesn't seem like he's really doing anything wrong. It just seems like you're not getting enough acknowledgement. Is that it?
Yeah, that's about it. Well, okay. It's not, yeah.
All right, but you feel he's jeopardizing your sobriety?
Well, not really.
All right. And he's just overly involved with your life?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just kind of want to have a better relationship with him than I do right now.
Well, are you living with him?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get out of there. Listen, you're 19. Believe me, that'll solve everything.
Or tell him. You know, I think a lot of people, the communication, most problems can be traced back to communication. If you just walk up to him and go, hey, I want a really good relationship with you, you're going to freak him out, number one. He's going to get that really dad, hey, blah, blah. He's going to do that. But,
right.
You know, just keep saying it to him.
If you can tolerate it. Yeah. Some codes can't tolerate it.
No, but you got to get out of the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and with today's technology, you never have to talk to your parents again. I mean, with not only caller ID, but I was talking to someone the other day, has a certain ring for her mom. Okay, knows when mom is calling. You know what I mean? It's diabolical, but it's smart. You got a pain in the ass for a parent, you hear that certain ring, it's like, hey, and for the phone.
So the phone recognizes the number, gives a certain ring.
Right.
And I want one of those.
It's not that you aren't going to talk to your parents, it's just they don't. You'll talk to them on your terms.
Yeah.
You'll call them when you want to call them.
Well, the phone rings and you can steal yourself. You don't pick it up real innocent. Hey, how you doing? All defense is down. You pick it up, you track your beam up, you put the shields up, then you pick the phone up.
Right. My mom loves me. She called me today at the office and it was like, I'm the world's worst son. She's like, hi, Adam, you have a minute? No.
What a prick.
Just straight.
Well, as I said, I'm you know, I don't have a minute. Because my mom's minute is a couple of fortnights. You know, I said I have a few seconds. So you want to talk about, you know, scheduling or going out to lunch or doing something like that. But the point is you know, let's just get to it because I'm in the middle of something here. And they're all right. They can handle it.
Yeah. But Brett has to realize that this fantasy that he needs from his dad, it may just be fantasy. It may not be about the real person that his dad is. And in fact, talking to his dad about it, his dad, some people, you know, people who are narcissistically oriented can't tolerate that. Having a child who is separate scares the hell out of them, and they just freak out and start to get very sort of defensive, and Brett gets in a position where he's starting to have to control him and assuasion and things, and that's just who he is, and you may just be stuck with that. It may never be what you idealize, what you feel you need. You may have to go back to your sponsor and people in the program to get what you need from other people.
Yeah. Try to love him for who he is and who he isn't, man. You know, the bottom line is your parents gave you life. You kind of owe them that, you know, no matter what they do to you. They gave you life. I believe that.
Yeah.
Adam, let it go.
Dad didn't pull out, so I guess I should kiss his ass a little more.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't be ripping into him if he's doing what he does.
I think my dad had that same thing where he was overly connected with me, Drew. Yeah, I remember it very well. I was 18 and a half. Your stepmom wants you to move out of the house. Okay.
Oh, man, you're
the stepmom
thing?
He couldn't take it. I think his love was too strong. He felt he was clinging with too many hands. So I think he just decided to... he probably had a little nip of courage and came up to me and told me his stepmom wanted me out of the house.
He was going
to
burst with joy for you.
Yeah.
He had to get you out before he burst.
Angela?
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My boyfriend, he's very abusive towards me, and it's not that I don't want to leave him, it's that I'm scared to leave him.
What do you think might happen?
He says that if I leave him, he's going to kill himself, or he's going to, you know, he's making threats if I leave him.
Of what?
That he's going to kill himself, or he's going to kill me, or he's going to hurt somebody, or something.
Uh-huh. How old is he?
He's 22.
How long have you been with him?
4.5 months.
Mm. How'd you get hooked up with him?
We've known each other for years.
Mm. I see. And how does he know you're thinking about getting out?
Because I'm growing, you know, we're growing apart because we've been friends for a long time and things are changing between us.
I see.
And I tell him, you know, things have got to change, you know, or else I'm going to leave. I can't take it anymore. I can't put up with it. Well, if you leave me, you know, he says, if you leave me, I'm going to do this or I'm going
to
do that.
What abusive things has he done to you?
He hits me. He punches me. He's put a knife to my throat. He pulls my hair.
Is this something, were you abused like this by your dad?
Oh, no. My dad's a wonderful man.
Your
I love
mom?
Him to death.
Your mom?
No, uh-uh.
Really? Wow. How did your antenna get bent so badly that you got hooked up with this guy?
I don't know.
You 50 pounds overweight?
Nope.
You feel sorry for him?
No, he wasn't like this in the beginning.
Four months? They got to be a hint.
No, he was really sweet.
And believe me, at 4 months is the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's already killing you. Threatening to kill you or kill himself. It's pretty rough. Yeah.
All right. You guys living together?
No.
No. And is he living on his own?
Yes.
And are you on your own?
I'm in the process of moving out.
I see. Why are you moving out?
I'm tired of living at home.
I thought you loved your parents to death.
I do, but I've lived with them for 19 years.
Nobody's alcoholic?
No, uh-uh.
Nobody's aggressive with each other?
Nope.
Yeah? Really? And what do your parents think of this?
They don't know.
I see. And are you able to confide in them?
The perfect parents?
About certain things I can, but certain things it's better that I don't.
Hold on a second. See, this is what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
My parents are perfect. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. Moving out. Why?
Get the hell out because I can't talk to them. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Can't handle them anymore. 19 years is enough. You know, it's like, all right, well, can you talk to him about this boyfriend that's threatening your life?
Certain things are better left.
Some
problems.
Yeah. That ain't... Angela?
Uh-huh.
Seriously, well, what's up? I mean, I'm not saying your parents are, you know, abusing you or anything like that, but the relationship maybe isn't the way you portrayed it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have some issues with them, right?
Yes, I do.
What are they?
I don't like the way he is. He was a different person when we first started...
No, Angela.
Your dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why can't you talk to them?
There's certain events that happen that make you want to move out. What are they?
Because I'm the only child, and so they're very protective of me at some over certain things.
Did you have an eating disorder one time?
No.
And why can't you talk to them about this situation?
Because I'm scared that they're going to do something.
Maybe, like, protect you from this guy who wants to kill you? Those
it's
bastards.
It's not necessarily that. It's the fact that my dad is very, very protective, and you have to know my dad, but he's...
Does he have a temper?
Yes, he does.
They said he wasn't aggressive.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He's not aggressive, but he does have a temper.
Well, what's the difference?
I don't know.
How have you seen his temper?
Like at work. And he's a musician. He's blown up a couple times here at the house, but, I mean, he doesn't hit anybody or any, you know.
Does he threaten people?
People that he works with or, you know.
Angel, do you see that seeing an aggressive, violent person in your dad may be what triggers you to go look for that kind of person in a partner?
I don't know.
Well, we know, because that's the first question we ask is, why is this familiar? Why did you get hooked up with this guy? It's not like your dad's as bad as this guy, but your dad is
not normal.
A little bit explosive.
Not normal for there to be this sort of violence from a father.
Especially
in front of his daughter.
What kind of musician is he?
He's a drummer for a band.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yep, Buddy Rich. I knew it. You ever hear that guy chew out his bandmates?
Jimmy Krupa.
What kind of band?
They play different kinds of music, mostly like...
Oh, hold on a second. Different kinds? All right.
Mostly different kinds.
I'm ready to take a guess. I'm ready to take a stab. I think I got narrowed down now between Iron Butterfly and Jules and the Baja Marimba Band. All right. What kind of music?
They play like Santana and stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And he makes a good living?
Yes, he does.
And he doesn't do drugs or alcohol?
No.
A little booze, maybe?
Yeah, he drinks occasionally.
Oh, my God.
All right.
No, wow. The layers of the onion peel away.
If we had another 20 minutes, we'd get to the fact that he, killed a hooker in front
exactly.
of her. And
he's burying the bodies in the backyard. One. He buried one body.
All right. So, listen, it's no wonder you got hooked up with this guy. You got some issues with Pops. Right now, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to break up with this guy. Okay. I would stay at home until I was done breaking up with this guy.
Okay.
I would explain to him what a maniac my father is and how he's basically got his gun loaded and is pacing by the front door. He also has he sharpened his drumsticks. And, he's like a ninja with those things.
And tell the dad.
And if you hear one thing, you just tell this guy, if you hear one thing about anything, you're calling the cops immediately. You've got to lay down the law with this guy, right?
Okay.
All right. All right.
Oh, people, it's so frustrating.
But do you see that? Does she see the connection, though? We're sitting here, and people could just expound exactly why they're with this guy and about her father. And do people, I kind of want to stop and go, do you see the connection, the parallels? I didn't
so,
hear that.
It's so obvious, no.
But she didn't, though. You can be right in the middle of it and not see it. She needs that insight to see, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is my father, except, you know, he touches me.
But this is the point of the show, is to help people sort of step back and look at that, and they make better choices, right. Which is what... I mean, they're sort of automatically set into this pattern of behavior that if they don't see it, can't step back and be objective and then make choice.
All right, let's talk to Brad. Brad is 17.
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
I got a pregnant girl, actually, pregnant ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's going through those hormonal problems.
Yeah.
And she gave me the boot about 3 or 4 times. And
what?
I think he said the boot, but I think he meant the boot.
The boot. She gave me the kick, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's like back and forth, off and on, and I just, I don't know what to do.
How old is she?
She's 18.
Uh-huh. How far along is she?
She's about, I don't know, 4 months now, going on 5. She's pregnant with twins.
Oof. Women can, particularly with multiple parents, women can feel very vulnerable, helpless, and...
unpredictable.
Well, no, in need. And, boy, it can make...
But, I mean, this is your ultimate nightmare. You got a 17-year-old is, you know, named Brad is daddy to your twins and who has no tools to deal with this whatsoever, who's actually pissed off at you because you're going through your hormonal swing. You know, I mean, this is why 17-year-olds make bad parents.
Yeah.
Right. Are you planning on staying with this girl, Brad?
Well, I don't know. She told me herself she doesn't love me at all. I mean, it was just, like, I don't know, it was just a thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Does she want to give the kids up for adoption?
No, she's having them. No one's taking them away from her.
Why?
It's for good, you know.
Why?
They're hers.
Yeah.
See, Brad, it sounds like you're in the test area right now. She's giving you the, quote, boot. It's a test thing. You got to hang around. You got to love her. She's going through a lot of changes right now, man. You got to hang.
See, I'm like the whole thing here.
Sounds like it.
I try and, you know, hang in there, and it's like you get nothing. It's nothing. It's like, you know, give up. You know, I don't want you. And so mainly I'm like the piggy bank now. She's wondering if I got the money, if I'm going to get the money, if I'm going to support, you know, the kids and everything. So.
Well, what are you doing for money at 17?
Well, I just moved to Sacramento, so I was looking for a job. I got an interview Wednesday. I'm going to be doing a night shift, making 10, 14 bucks an hour.
So, twins.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm still in school, too. Got another year.
Mm. All right. Hey, Brad, you got to pull out next time, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. You know the thing that's interesting about life?
Mm.
And I know this sounds just horribly cliche, but we've all had unprotected sex. We've all driven without our seatbelts on. You know, we've all been in situations that, you know, could potentially have changed our life in a heartbeat and didn't. Thankfully, most of us.
Right. Yeah.
But could have easily happened to any of us when we were 17 and with some chick and stupid and with a few beers in us or whatever.
AC/DC blaring in the background.
Could have been dead, could have bought it in a car accident 1,000 times at 16, 17, racing some guy in the back seat of a two-seater sitting in the well going down Mulholland Drive.
Falling into a bonfire.
Going to a bonfire when I was 17 years old. Hell yes, at the beach party.
Yeah, I mean, just what? I heard that tonight on the show.
Oh, yeah.
The point is thank God it doesn't happen to most of us. But, I mean, this guy is banging around with some chick he's half interested in, probably has a few beers under his belt, doesn't put the condom on. Pow, he has twins now. He won't be 18 before these twins are going to come out. He's going to be 17 and three quarters. And talk about a profound life change. I mean, think about where you're at 17. I still thought I was going to be an astronaut when I was 17. Possibly, I just let go of the pirate dream. I thought I was going to be a pirate for a while. Then somebody pulled me aside and told me it wasn't an actual gig. I thought it was a gig, you know? I didn't know what they made now. I don't know if there's a union, but I can't imagine having twins. And then imagine this guy, when he gets to be our age, he's going to have a couple of 19-year-olds right, or 17-year-olds right. Or whatever.
17-year-old with twins.
That.
But then, you know, he's going to have some insight to that little situation.
Now you're getting the show, Chris. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Get that $14 an hour gig. And you just, hey, when you're pregnant with twins, mama's queen. Whatever she says.
That's right.
And if she wants ice cream, you get her ice cream. Oh, here's what I'd like to hear. I can talk to you, Christopher. I want more. There's certain things I think are missing from television.
Ooh, pickles, and ice cream.
Pickles and ice cream jokes.
Yeah.
I was talking the other night about quicksand, not seeing any of that.
No, not in a while.
Talking about the
not the Land of the Lost and the Sigmund, what was the Sigmund thing?
And the
Marty Krupp.
And the sea monster.
Yeah. Every episode had the quicksand up thing.
How high were Sid and Marty Krupp when they were putting together all that Lidsville and the Hoodoo Guru and
H.R. Puff and stuff.
H.R. Puff and stuff.
Those guys must have been just flying on mushrooms, sort of a combination between mushrooms, weed, probably a little hash, some speed, and some acid to come up with that garbage. Because it is bizarre. When you look at it now as an adult, it just looks like a Jimi Hendrix record cover. I mean, it's just a mess.
How about the guys that bought it, distributed it?
Yeah. They must have just been doing it's like they must have move a pile of coke to one side of the table so they could look at the Bible on the thing. All right. Are we going to take a break?
No. Sure. Yeah.
We can leave the guy hanging. We're done. We're done with the 17-year-old with the twins?
And nothing we can do about
it. Nice. Nice.
Well, listen, you got to do whatever you got to do for her. She's pregnant with twins. That's
you got to take responsibility, man. Do what you got
to
do.
All right. We'll talk to James when we come back. He's a 15 girlfriend. Bit him during oral sex. Now he has bruises. Will it be okay? We'll tell him after this.
Yo, Mark Line will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Okay, so I'm a teenager, right? And everyone's so quick to judge me. On the outside, I may look like... But on the inside, I'm all... Just because I look like... doesn't mean I act that way. In fact, I'm actually involved in crime prevention. That sounds more like this. It's really a great way to convince adults that while you may be looking, you're really thinking.
Call 1-800-722-TEENS to find out how to make your community a safer place for everyone. Get involved. Get the number and call. 1-800-722-TEENS. A public service message from the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on two unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 non-stop hits. The Best of Club Mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Show is my time, baby.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
At Spence Diamonds, we've never tried to be all things to all people. From the beginning, we've stayed true to our focus of dealing in one product only, diamonds. I'm Doug Spence, and at our Roseville or Bloomington showroom, you won't find colored gems, watches, or porcelain figurines of old sea captains. Spence Diamonds specializes in diamonds so that we can focus all our attention on being the best in the diamond business. As specialists, we import rough diamonds directly from our overseas office in the diamond capital, Antwerp, Belgium. Then, at Spence Diamonds, we cut and polish the diamonds to exacting proportions. This means Spence Diamonds can provide you with the very best in quality and value. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington and shop with confidence at the Diamond Specialists.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Pride and satisfaction for a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Tappy Construction is looking for. Tappy Construction wants new carpenters, and get this, no experience necessary. That's right, Tappy will start you on a career path with paid training while learning from the best in the business. If you've got experience, Tappy is always hiring. Tappy Construction has set itself apart from the competition with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacation, a 401k, and an excellent record of stable year-round employment. If you have no experience but are willing to work hard and learn a valued career, or if you have experience and are looking for something better, then call Tappy. With many job sites throughout the area, chances are good you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area, Tappy Construction. Call 612-919-WORK. At Tappy, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
Every woman's nightmare. You see a guy. Not just any guy, but an amazing make-your-knees-weak guy. He looks rugged, yet sensitive. You wonder, could he be the one? You finally get up the nerve to approach him, and then he talks. If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
The more you know about this guy,
I live with my mom.
The worse he looks.
Want to go to a tractor pull.
But there is a time when the more you know about something, the better it looks.
He shoots! He scores!
The Chevy Cavalier Z24. You like its cool, sporty appearance.
You got any money on you?
Then you learn how great it drives with its 150-horsepower twin-cam engine.
High five. High five. High five. Now here, high five.
Your logical side appreciates Cavalier's standard ABS.
You want to see my tattoo?
Everything in the Cavalier Z24 is smart, right down to the great standard CD player.
It's cool. It's cool. I'm cool.
No unpleasant surprises, no nightmares.
I'm a stud. A tiger.
Cavalier. The more you know, the better it looks. Move. Chevy. We'll be there.
You dig me, don't you?
I'm Brian O.
I'm Mary Bucci in Washington, Zone 105.
Each day we create one of these promos that you're listening to right now in hopes that you'll listen to the Zone 105 morning show.
But actually making a promo each day is a lot like vomiting.
How so, Mary?
Well, sometimes it just comes naturally and it comes out and something, well, good and unexpected comes out.
Right.
And other times you have the equivalent of the creative dry heat where you just lay there clutching your stomach wishing you were dead and nothing. Comes.
Nothing comes. And as we've learned many times from doing these promos, that if nothing comes naturally, don't creatively stick your finger down your own creative throat. Is that right?
Tune in tomorrow, though. It'll be good.
Yeah, we'll have your chance to hear the song of the day, a chance for you to win $105 in cash and a brand new Buell motorcycle, plus Just Answer the Question and David Letterman's Top 10.
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Mornings on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And Christopher Titus is our guest tonight. He is from Titus. Monday nights, 8:30 on Fox. Story about, sitcom. Mainly about, well, not mainly, solely about your life.
My screwed up life.
How much of that is true?
Mom in and out of mental institutions when I was a little kid. You know, I'd actually go, like, visit her. Which is pretty fun. But she had crayons, I had crayons. It was a lot of fun.
Do you feel like that's where you got your sense of humor?
I think Dad, when Dad's going through getting married, like every, three, four months or 3 years, he's getting married or a new woman's moving in. He was just always really like, just keep it funny. And around a little kid. He's a single father. He went to court for it. He kidnapped me from Detroit. Flew out. My dad was selling child support to my mom. And my mom was actually going, the checks were back cashed by the Green Guinea, tavern. What the hell is this? So what happened was my dad goes, where's my kid? And mom says, you're never going to see that kid again. Well, she had sent me to live with my great-grandparents and basically told him, Ken's not sending any child support. But Dad would never miss a child support payment.
Hmm.
So he found out that I was in Detroit and got on a plane, like, instantly, went to go get me. And he's on this plane next to, he's telling this guy, yeah, mom, I'm going to go kidnap my kid, man. Why this? She's a bitch, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, well, that's an interesting story. He goes, I'm the Detroit Metro District Attorney. And my dad just, soiled himself right there in the airplane seat. And then the guy's going through a bitter divorce, and he goes, here's how you take the kid.
Oh, my God.
And he basically laid it out for my dad how to extradite me from Detroit, and they couldn't bring me back. And so he did it, man. He did it.
And as effed up as your dad may have been, that's a love right there.
Right there, man.
I mean, you may have dumped a milkshake on your brother and
shot us a BB gun.
Shot you with a BB gun. And maybe he just brought you back so he could torture you. But, I mean, that is the kind of thing. I don't know. Drew, would your dad have done that? You know what a ticket to Detroit costs?
Exactly. Especially in those days.
Drew's dad is so cheap. Yeah, Drew. If Drew told the story, he'd be like, "My dad took a bus to Detroit
forever. He went on the Cannonball Run with Brock Yates.
He did." Jesus Christ! I saw that Cannonball whatever part number 12. 5. Yeah, the other night, and just watching a drunken Dean Martin kind of stumble his way through. It's like when you get older and you start realizing the story behind some of these guys and where they were at that particular point in their life, and you figure Dean Martin, Cannonball 5, he's 63 years old, he's been drinking hard, and he's on divorce number whatever, 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 and then you just watch him look at his eyes while he's doing his line. He's wearing he's wearing a priest's frock.
Oh, this is the one with Sammy Davis Jr.?
Right, and I'm watching him, and I'm watching Sammy, and I'm watching him doing everything, and I'm thinking to myself, what's going through their head right now? Because it ain't this script.
No, poets, we're getting a lot of money.
We're getting a bunch of money. We're both loaded. We didn't have to memorize our lines. And, you know, we're just kind of making it up.
Or I hate Burt Reynolds for getting me into this crap.
That's so rude. We need some sort of a pardon the pun vehicle for big celebrities who are well past their prime, which I don't think we have today. A series of movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where we could take who would be the equivalent of Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Burt Reynolds and guys of that ilk 15 years ago. You know, for today though. Who are today's, Sammy's? Who are these guys from today?
So we get Hasselhoff. We get
Hasselhoff's like a little too young.
John Ritter.
He's not drinking enough. Ritter's not boozing enough either. And we're not big enough stars.
Charlie Sheen.
There were sitcoms.
Instantly, Charlie Sheen's in.
Sheen needs another 10 bad years, and then he can resurrect his career with these things.
We did a photo shoot with Charlie Sheen he has a hangar full of cars. We did it for the magazine I write for.
For a hot rod?
Yeah, I know. Good Guys Rod and Custom. They do some events and stuff, and I run a humor column for him. And we did a thing, and man, this was like 2 weeks before his dad turned him in.
Right.
And, you know, Charlie, if you have to listen, he looked like a vampire. He showed up to this, all these hot rod guys were all wearing hot rod t-shirts, and he showed up in blue satin pajamas and a fedora.
Mm.
And I felt bad for the cat, because you could just tell he was really thin, and just, I mean, he was cool. He was the nicest guy and funny. I go, you know, we're going to do the cover of the magazine. We like to kind of make fun of y'all, your tabloid, you know, exploits. And he looks at me and he goes, what tabloid exploits? And all of a sudden, just the icy fear in my stomach that his big bodyguard's going to kill me now for bringing it up. And then he burst out laughing. So he really had a great sense of humor. Good guy for all the drugs and whatever. He's really like a decent cat.
They have a lot of nice cars.
Oh, man. Some stuff he didn't even know. He's got a...
That's what I want.
You know what I mean? He's got stuff that he didn't... Like, there's this 67 Shelby Mustang. That's actually one of the first 150 built that Carroll Shelby signed in the trunk.
427.
And I had to talk him through it. Look at this car.
You mean a big block?
With the Mustang, it was when they had the
Mustang. I was thinking of Cobra when he said that, Shelby. So,
yeah.
All right, I didn't. I know.
Sorry,
I'm back, on the same picture. Chris,
yes,
you're 23. What's up?
Oh, I just want to start out by praising you guys. I just want to say all three of you are incredibly intelligent and funny.
Thanks.
You're doing a great service here. Thank you very much.
What's up? Thank you.
Sure. Basically, my problem is I have an incredibly bad temper, and occasionally it leads to associating violent tendencies, like I want to commit, you know, things to myself, or I want to hurt other people, basically.
Yeah. Who were we going to talk to here, Drew? Weren't we going to talk to somebody else?
Mm-mm.
That was it? Really? Yeah, I'm high. All right, so...
Adam's just trying to set you off to see if we could get it on the air.
All right.
So, what have you done? What's the worst you've done to yourself and someone else?
Well, I've never actually, you know, thank God I haven't hurt anybody else, you know, as of yet. I have more than a few scars on myself that I've cut, you know.
All right. Have you ever talked to a psychiatrist?
No, I've contemplated it, but I've never had the financial resources in order to do so.
Hmm. Yeah, but these days you can talk to people. Don't they have like anger management, violent classes, and all that kind of stuff?
Anger
don't they?
One way to go, but this it sounds like he manages his anger for the most part, right?
Well, he manages it by cutting on himself or taking it out on himself, right?
I feel like I've been better in control of it. Yeah, I've done that before in order, you know, to keep myself from getting too incredibly angry. Lately, I've been basically writing in a journal when I feel these feelings coming on, and, you know, I disassociate myself with any other people around, too.
And were you abused?
Yeah. A lot of emotional abuse. I, you know, witnessed and experienced a lot of physical abuse as a child.
Well, there it is. And there's theory is that certain parts of the brain actually get burned out in the course of those traumas. They just don't exist anymore. The kinds of parts of the brain that usually would contain aggression, it's sort of like the button's been pushed too many times and just no longer there. And so aggression just now breaks through.
Well, let's give the guy something to look forward to. And,
well, if it's that kind of thing, other than behavioral management, which you're trying, and psychotherapy, which you don't think you can afford.
Well, the behavioral management is just something him writing in his journal.
That's a way.
Well, I know, but he's not seeking any professional help.
Medication is what I was getting to. Is the other thing that helped.
Let's see, I wanted to say, I'm not a big believer in medication as it is. I believe, you know, in more of the power of the mind to, you know.
All right, well, good. Then knock it off.
Right, yeah, put the stuff behind you, that the abuse part, and put it behind you. You know, my niece Amy moved in with us. She's 16, she moved in with us, and she was, she came goth kid, man. She was like, she was just death kid, and she moved in with us, and we started talking to her. It's amazing how much a little bit of support will help, you know, a kid. And she just blossomed, and we found out about 6 months in she'd been molested by one of her dad's friends. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it and talked about it, and basically she decided to make a choice and put it behind her. And now when it comes up, because you really can, the stuff of your life, you keep putting your past in front of you all the time. Now she recognizes it and notices that's why she's reacting to whatever she's reacting to, and she stops.
Is she not goth anymore?
She's not goth anymore, man.
Good.
She's a full-out skate kid. We got a half pipe in the backyard that I built. And
did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, 16 by 32, baby.
Wow. It's a good size half pipe.
That's right.
And what do you build that out of, half-inch ply?
Well, it depends.
You got to bend it, right?
Yeah, you got to bend it. Yeah, half-inch, three layers of half-inch.
Oh, you just go one layer at a time and then take it the radius in there?
Right. Well, you have to cut the radius. What are we talking about?
Okay.
Let's move on.
Well, you got to cut the radius when you're framing the thing, but I'm actually talking about putting a ply down for the surface.
Yeah, you just go half-inch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's move on. I'm actually scared of myself at this point.
Drew, you know what helps with radius?
Oh, God.
Radius?
No, thanks.
You got half-inch stock?
Oh, I'm the guest.
Take your blade on your circular saw and score the back. I mean, not full depth. Oh,
no,
Anderson,
but
I'll throw this goddamn mic through that effing window.
What
did
he do?
Again.
Why?
Shut my mic up. No.
You lose a lot of strength, Adam, when you score it.
I know, but you got to bend it, and you're going triple, so what do you care? Peter?
Yes, sir.
You're 24.
Yes.
What is that?
All right, I was having sex with my girlfriend last night.
Probably using a CDX good one side. All right, yeah.
All right, and all right, we were just having sex. You know, we have a lot of sex, you know, pretty much every day. And I just got like this, like probably 20 minutes into it or whatever, 15 minutes, I got this sharp, sharp pain in my groin and like right above my penis in my stomach. And it felt like, I mean, I never had a hernia before, but it felt like I've heard about them, and it felt pretty as intense as that, and that's what I thought happened. But like my testicles didn't swell up, and I just have a little bit of pain in my stomach right there.
Where did you get the idea that hernias hurt?
That hernias hurt? I know a lot of people that have had them.
And they hurt?
So you don't feel hernias, basically, what you're saying, when you have them?
Not unless they incarcerate.
Really? Man, I have a hernia, and I can feel it sometimes.
But when it gets stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like incarcerated.
So what could that have been, Dr. Drew?
I don't know, frankly. Well, it could be...
Well, you're going to worry me now and tell me it's something real serious, right?
Well, no, I don't think it sounds like something serious, but sometimes it's a muscular spasm in that area. Sometimes
like
inflammation.
Maybe I pulled a muscle or something?
No.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you had pain into the testy and then up into the abdomen?
Excuse me?
You had pain down into the testy and then up into the abdomen?
Kind of. Well, I just thought, like, my first reaction is when I felt anything was that, like, you know, it was my testicle.
Yeah, what if
you
were... You might...
sex, if you get a little crazy, like, they can pull, you have an orgasm, they can pull up into your stomach.
Right.
Correct?
All right.
So that's what I've always been worried about, what might happen. So when this was happening, I kind of checked that first, and they were, you know, both there.
It might have been a little torsion. Sometimes they twist on themselves, and the blood supply gets cut off a little bit.
And plus, if you get it cranked up, those things are like fuzzy dice in a convertible, you know, hanging from their rear view when you're going like 80.
Yeah.
PCAs, I mean, they're all over the place. I mean, if you really get it cranked up, they can go all over the place.
Yeah, sometimes the lymphatics congest in there and don't.
Yeah, and here's, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while, but...
stones in the bladder, stones in the prostate.
No, here's what I'm thinking. When you're having sex, you do things that you normally would have stopped a long time ago because it would have been too painful. Like even women who sometimes have a lower threshold for pain. I remember it dawned on me 10 years ago. I was talking to a girl named... her name is Vanessa. I won't say her last name, but I swear to God, both her knees were down to the kneecap, basically. Looked like she'd fallen off a skateboard to have been dragged behind a car, you know? And she's usually a pussy, you know? And I said, geez, Vanessa, what happened to your knees? She's like, great sex. I was thinking, what? Yeah, I was down in a doggy position. I was down on a carpet, you know, just rubbed both the skin off my knees. And I thought, if you had been doing anything else other than getting nailed, you would have stopped
keeled over and screamed in agony a long time before it got down to the actual cat part. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, if you were exercising, if you were cleaning, if you were down on your knees doing something else and the skin started coming off, it immediately would have stopped. But when you're getting it on, it's like there's some adrenaline surge and there's some sort of, you know, Novocaine that's released into your system, and you don't feel things you normally would have felt, and therefore you don't stop. And then the injuries come in. That's why I limit myself to a minute and a half, 2 minutes, tops. I gotta take care of myself. But I think this may have happened to this guy. Maybe this guy was banging away vigorously and just sort of pulled something.
Yeah.
All right. Shane?
Sleeping?
Hey, he's only been on hold for 9 minutes. He can't be asleep.
Well, he's sleeping. Nice tie right at him.
Thank you. Oh, caller nice. Who goes by the name of Shane?
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. What's up?
Just probably a week ago, I was having sex with my girlfriend, and she was actually mid-menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was bleeding while we were having sex. And I got it. Afterwards, I looked. It was probably up to my chest and down to, like, my knee area.
Yikes. Let me close my eyes. Okay. Good. You added 20 minutes to the session tonight. Thank you. Okay, so you're covered with blood.
Anyway, in the morning and stuff, I just fell asleep afterwards.
Oh.
And I've got a rash. And I was just, I mean, it's just a rash, but I mean, should I see a doctor? I mean.
So you fell asleep with, you know, that sort of, it was like some animal was ritualistically slaughtered on your belly, and you just fell asleep?
You know, what sect of the Bahufu tribe are you in, man?
And why didn't you wash yourself off?
I probably should have, but I was
tired.
Back
to that same theory that you
yeah, you just said
earlier.
Yeah,
you're going. You don't care.
And he's standing bathroom.
But you can't tell me you've never masturbated and then just fell asleep in it.
No, I haven't done that. I don't do that.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Well, I don't. I have trouble sleeping, and I don't want to wake up with the, you know, comforter spot welded to me. I don't want to have to go into the shower with the comforter to get it off.
What if there's a fire? You got to come out of bed. You're going to rip part of your skin off.
That's right.
You're done.
You put your tongue on a frozen pole.
Exactly.
Well, you make a good point, but anyway, Dr. Drew.
Yeah. But anyway, shut the F up.
It's probably just some sort of irritation. There's nothing infectious that you're typically going to get that way. It would cause rash.
You shouldn't get a certain type of creamer.
I would just give it a few days and see if it doesn't just clear up on its own.
Well, what would blood give you on a sort of topical level?
Just some sort of irritation more than anything specific.
Mm. Hepatitis isn't considered a venereal disease, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I had that conversation with somebody, and I said it wasn't. I didn't know. Now, what is a venereal? How do you classify something as a venereal disease then?
If it's transmitted by sexual intercourse, sexual contact.
Right. So there are certain diseases that you don't necessarily think of as sexual diseases that are technically venereal diseases because you can
transmit them sexually.
But then wouldn't a cold or flu be a venereal disease? I mean, if you kiss somebody.
People talk about pregnancy being a sexually transmitted disease.
Okay, but I don't know what point you're making, but it's a lame one.
The point
what
is
I'm that saying is,
something
is a cold a venereal disease?
It actually...
Aha! Thank you.
It would be...
Thank you very much.
It would be what we call this classical sexually transmitted disease because it's transmitted so many other ways.
Right. But what about hepatitis? Is that a classical one?
No.
Okay, thanks for
but it. But it's one. But it's a serious
tuberculosis
source.
Could be translated. That that's not a venereal disease. Oh, you go back and read a book. You don't know anything, Sally.
No, it's not because
I'm right as usual.
Which is what?
Which is you can get many different diseases that aren't technically venereal diseases
by
through
intimate contact, but not primarily through sexual contact.
But so any communicable disease when you're with somebody can be passed would be a venereal disease.
Well, be sexually transmissible.
There you go.
But not its primary mode of this transmission is not sexual contact. Well, hepatitis B and C, a primary mode is sexual contact.
Uh huh.
So you are right, Adam.
Sort of. Sally,
it's like HIV. HIV is other ways than sexual contact.
Right.
But it's primarily sexual contact.
I didn't even know if that was a venereal disease.
Well, venereal is not a term that's really used anymore. This is sexually transmissible.
Thank you. Sally?
Yes.
You're 30. What's up?
Well, I have a question. I have a boyfriend that
would like for me to perform anal sex with him, strap on a dildo.
Nice.
And he's a great guy.
Right.
And I wanted, is this common for men to want to have their prostate to be pleasured at 40 years old?
Yeah, your prostate should be sore at 40. hold on a second there, Sally. We're going to take a break. Hold on, show of hands. Who's had their prostate stimulated via a strap-on dildo in this room? Everyone's hand went up.
You're going to get specific.
Hold on there, Sally. We'll get to this.
Bang me in the ass, and then bang me in the ass.
Oh, please. Everything I say comes back to haunt me. All right, we'll take a little break. Christopher Ty is our guest tonight. When we come back, we'll get to the strap-on situation after this.
Once again,
Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line. Zone 105.
Evening, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Ray.
Mr. Charles.
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
In the back seat, baby.
Baby faces stay intact.
Larry, Larry, baby, you should keep your day job.
Ow, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
You learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Grab your zoot suits. The Cherry Pop and Daddies are coming to town. The Cherry Pop and Daddies swing into the Quest on Friday, May 19th. The Cherry Pop and Daddies live in concert with special guest the Vibro Champs.
Everybody swinging to the Brown Derby Jump.
Friday, May 19th at the Quest. Tickets are only $15 on sale now at the Quest box office. 612-338-3383. And through all Ticketmaster outlets, charge by phone. 612-989-5151.
Or online at www.ticketmaster.com.
The Cherry Pop and Daddies live in their only area appearance Friday, May 19th with special guest the Vibro Champs, Friday, May 19th at the Quest, 110 North 5th Street, Minneapolis. Doors open at 8 p.m. Strictly 21 and over, please. The Cherry Pop and Daddies are coming to town.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media Ones, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday for your chance to win a Trek mountain bike from Penn Cycle with 5 metro locations. Ride on with Penn Cycle.
The semis are rolling in from Chicago, loaded with the latest in exercise gear from Life Fitness, and we're excited.
Second Wednesday
Enrico.
Life Fitness is moving their manufacturing plant from Chicago to the Twin Cities. The trucks are loaded with over $500,000 of stationary bikes, climbers, elliptical machines, treadmills, along with a tremendous selection of Parabody home gyms at unbelievable prices.
New Second Wind's Fit and Finance Credit, no interest, no payments for 6 months.
May is National Fitness Month, so let's get in shape and save a bundle of cash during this factory-authorized sale. Life Fitness climbers were $18.99. Today, $6.99. You save $1,200. Parabody 350 home gym, $300 off. Top of the line Life Fitness 5500 heart rate treadmills were $36.99. Sale price today $19.99. Save $1,700. And there's many, many more deals to be had.
10 Metro stores, call 952-903-4900 for the location nearest you.
The move is forever. The savings aren't. Visit us today. You won't be disappointed.
Time out for the weekly planner. The great Volkswagen deals are at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen. Join Shelley Miller and the VW Cruiser this Saturday from noon till 2 at Westside Volkswagen on Cedar Lake Road at Highway 100 in St. Louis Park for great prizes and great Volkswagen deals. Stop into Boom in Minneapolis or Club Metro in St. Paul anytime during the month of May and register to win a trip to two to the Town Fair Festival in Pennsylvania. If you like powerful women, you'll love Women with Powers. Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano will charm you and charm. Thursdays at 8, only on WB23. That's the Weekly Planner brought to you by McDonald's, where you should try the new Chicken Caesar Chef and Garden McChicken Shakers.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. As I grew over there, Christopher Titus is our guest tonight from Titus.
Crank it up the funny.
Monday night.
15 minutes left. Now I'm going to home stretch, baby.
Jesus, you scared me.
Drew and I
start entering rim usually about this point in the show. We start winding it down. That's why Drew is asleep. Now, Drew, and don't lie, are you asleep by 12:35 at night?
38.
12:38.
Yeah.
And you live a good
22 minutes
from here. And the point is you're in your car after midnight,
mm-hmm.
so you're not home before 12:25. And then you're asleep at 12:38.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want to say to you, and I know you got to get up early in the morning, and this is all your schedule and all that kind of stuff, but don't you need that time, you know, that you time? I mean, the most precious part of the day for me is when I come home from this thing after a hectic day and I sit down and I just slip my hand down my pants and I turn on the TV and Chips is on and I pour myself a beer and I just sit there for like an hour doing nothing.
I would be unconscious.
That's a bad picture. Larry Wilcox on the TV and you with your hand in your hand. That's just a weird picture.
I don't start,
you scared me.
I don't start moving the hand until Grossman comes up.
Who is the guy that worked on the bike? The wheels, really freaky guy.
Yeah, it's always, you know, the 70s had it down for TV shows because whether it was, you know, Magnum P.I., had Binzer, not Magnum P.I., Vegas had Binzer, which was Dan Tana's, like, sidekick. And on Chips, they had Grossman, who was kind of the slob Jew guy,
right,
who was on there. And it was like, here was the strategy. It was, here's what we need to make our two stars look better is a really out-of-shape Jew in ill-fitting clothing to stand next to them.
Slightly balding and sweating a lot.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Ponch looks so hot now.
If you look at if you watch Chip, you'll see that Ponch's shirt was like tailored. It was like sucked in the back. It was starched. It was pressed. It was pulled. I mean, it is like body contouring. And then Grossman comes pulling in, and he's like wearing a beige poncho, and his guts hanging out all over the place.
But then maybe he like had a serious episode. He had like a special episode of Chips where he actually had like a family or something, and then they had to get that other guy that worked on the bike, so that they like Ponch like a wipe a booger on him every episode. It was like horrible. That one little
the guy. Is like 4'9" and it's a curly
hair. Hey, Punch, knock it off, you guys. Said that a lot. Knock it off, you guys.
He never wanted a monkey with the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Sally?
Yeah.
You're 30 and your boyfriend wants you to put the strap on, huh?
Yes.
He wants you to don the dong, as my dad used to say. He You've never done this with him?
No, I haven't.
Has he asked you to do things with your hands before this?
Yeah, yes.
And have you done that?
With my hands, yeah, but I won't do the...
You won't do the strap on?
Yeah.
Mouth. What about your mouth?
Where's the mouth come in here?
Well, don't some people use their lips to stimulate a little bit?
You understand it's not a clown nose. I mean, you strap it on your groin, right? You're talking about a rim job.
Yes, I was talking about his yes.
Well, he's preoccupied.
Right, hold on. Sally, he wants you to get down there with your tongue, right?
Yeah.
Right. And
but I can't. That's just too much.
Right. And he wants the strap on, too.
Sure, yes.
All right. And you don't want to do that either, right?
Well, I don't have a problem doing it, honestly, but I just have a concern on where he's coming at, right. and why is it that he would need this additional part to fulfill himself?
Well,
I think that it's different.
Yeah, and I know. He's giving you the creeps, as best he should.
Yeah.
And here's a safety tip. Before you come at him from the rear end, flip his skirt up so it doesn't get caught up in his rectum, okay?
Can't even imagine where you have this conversation. How do you bring this up?
I don't know, but Sally, things don't exist in a vacuum. They really don't. Like it's easy to sit around and go, hey, this guy works, he pays his taxes, he's a loving father, whatever, boyfriend, husband. He just happens to like this, but I don't trust that at all.
He has some stuck points. Is he kind of a really obsessive guy, a really messy guy?
No.
Really, really super clean?
Really clean, very organized.
Super clean, yeah.
Funny
yeah,
they
yeah.
call that anal.
Yeah.
And he's been single for a long time. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this conversation, maybe he was getting it out a little too early at times.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait.
How long have you been going out with him?
It's only been a few months.
I see. Yeah.
And it's very new, and it's something that I think is a very intimate thing, if that's something I'm willing to do. It's such an early stage, and it's just, it's bizarre.
Oh, well.
And I just, my therapist is not specializing in sexual, you know, behavior.
Do you get into this with your therapist?
I asked her about it, yeah.
Yeah, you should then tip her. I know that may be something you don't normally do, but like when a guy really does a great job detailing a car or somebody slipping a 20, could you just, when you bring up the strap on with the therapist, that has to be the worst goddamn 50 minutes of her life.
Exactly.
Just drop her 20.
We've gone into double time, I think, at that point.
Yeah,
yikes.
You're in golden to brown time. I don't know what color it is, but Sally?
So I thought I'd ask the doctor, since he specializes in behavioral, you know, sexual behavior.
Is he giving you the creeps, Drew? Does this guy kind of give you the creeps?
Not necessarily. It's not, as you said, it's not something that exists in a vacuum, but it's part of his personality, maybe a stuck point in his development, and it may not mean anything sort of in a global sense, but it means something.
But here's the point. You wouldn't want this guy watching your kids, would you? No.
Not if I can help it.
No. And I think her spidey sense should be tingling on this one.
Yeah, if your instinct creeps, it creeps you out. It creeps me out here in a little bit. And you know, whatever. Hey, whatever. You know, good luck to you. But I got to say,
enjoy.
You know, human body.
Choose something different.
Yeah, years of growing and being cavemen and in the primal thing. And when that little thing clicks and goes creeping me out, I kind of listen to it.
Yeah, I think we all should.
Yeah.
And talk to your therapist and just talk to him. Hey, why don't you say, hey, I like you, but I gotta admit, this is kind of creeped me out. And why don't you tell me and explain to me why I shouldn't be creeped out? There you go.
Give me a valid reason for using the strap on, and I'll help you out. I'm there. I'm all about backing you up.
We'll be back.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far did you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean like you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.